Visits to hospital emergency rooms are on the upswing.
In 2009, emergency department visits rose 12 million from 124 to 136 million visits in a year. And studies have shown that it's not the uninsured that are flocking, it's even the insured.
Jay Kaplan is an ER doctor at Marin General and a board member of the American College of Emergency Physicians. He says that insurers, both public and private, have taken note of this increase and responded with a proposal to curtail their coverage of some emergency room visits. One of the first places to explore that idea was Washington State.
There was a proposal to allow patients to be seen in the emergency department, but if their condition were deemed after the fact to not be an emergency, to just not pay for it.
So those who are not actually admitted to the hospital on the spot are instead on the hook for all the costs of that emergency room visit. That proposal is on hold in Washington, but something similar is now being advanced in California, part of Governor Brown's latest round of cost-cutting moves for Medi-Cal. And that worries Anthony Wright, Executive Director of Health Access, a statewide consumer advocacy coalition.
The average patient doesn't necessarily know what is an emergency or what is not. They know that their child is vomiting. They know that they're feeling pains in their chest, but they don't necessarily know what rises to the level of emergency care. And by imposing a financial penalty for going to the emergency room, it can lead as much to people not getting care that they need even when they need it, which could actually result in more costly and more invasive and higher level care needed in the future.
Dr. Kaplan agrees that it is, in his word, foolish to expect lay people to know what is or is not a medical crisis. Moreover, he argues, emergency rooms are a poor target for health care cost savings.
The truth is, the entire United States spends less than 2% of the health care dollar on emergency care. If you shifted everyone who, quote-unquote, doesn't need to be in the emergency department out of the emergency department, you wouldn't even dent the health care spending in the United States.
Also, Kaplan says he's seeing a growing number of patients in the emergency room who can't get in to see their regular doctor.
We find a significant increase in the Medi-Cal patients who are coming to see us because there are no primary care doctors to see them. The concept of the medical home that's being promoted throughout the nation is dependent upon connecting patients with a primary care provider. And if there is no primary care provider, the emergency department becomes the de facto place where people get care.
Addressing that problem, says Anthony Wright of Health Access, could be a better path to long-term cost savings for both public and private health care insurers.
Very few people want to spend their time waiting at the ER. If they're given other options, they will take them. Just in the last year or two, California adopted timely access to care standards so that people have a right to get in to see their doctor or specialist within a certain amount of time, so that less people go to the emergency room because they have no option with their regular doctor. That is ultimately the better solution to this issue.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.